Kitchen. Crack in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your showbiz top five.
Number five.
As the only child of Whitney Houston, Bobby Christina will inherit her mom's entire $12 million estate by the time she turns 30. But she gets her first $1.2 million installment on her 21st birthday in March.
Number four.
Radar Online reporting that Kim Kardashian's finally convinced Kanye West to have their wedding filmed for Keeping Up with the Kardashians. When producers agreed to cover most of the costs of this multi-million dollar wedding, Kanye finally saw the benefit of letting us all watch.
Number three.
Rather than jet back home to Calabasas, Justin Bieber booked it down to Panama with his bad influence daddy and his bad girl side piece, Chantel Jeffries. Joining them are Justin's mentor, Usher, his manager, Scooter Braun, his swagger coach, Ryan Good, and his best friend, Ryan Butler. Also, his mom's there, even though sources say Justin really has been avoiding her lately. Sources also say this could be the makings of an intervention.
Number two.
Daft Punk, the big winner of the night, winning 5 Grammys, including Record of the Year for Get Lucky. Lorde took home Best Pop Solo Performance and Song of the Year for Royals. Macklemore and Ryan Lewis won for Best New Artist, but their awards for Best Rap Performance, Best Rap Song, and Best Rap Album really caused an uproar on social media.
Number one.
And what the Grammys are hoping will go down as a history-making moment was the mass wedding of 33 gay and straight couples, a ceremony performed by Queen Latifah as Macklemore and Ryan Lewis performed Same Love with special appearance by Madonna. And that's your showbiz top five.
Kid Craddock in the morning.